Ever find yourself kind of gazing up at a helicopter and thinking, who keeps those things in the air? Well, get this. The world of helicopter mechanics, they're facing a real, like a major challenge, a shortage of skilled professionals. And it's not just about, keeping those rotors spinning. It's impacting everything
It is.
from emergency rescues to vital, like, infrastructure projects.
Absolutely.
So we are diving into Aviation Maintenance Magazine today to unpack this pretty critical issue. They dropped some eye-opening stats in this article. For instance, did you know the average helicopter mechanic is 51 years old? That's considerably older than other industries. And get this, some companies are so desperate for qualified mechanics that they're literally making on-the-spot job offers at career fairs.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
To help break down what's really going on, we have you with us today, so thank you.
Of course.
The article mentions something called the Great Reflection to describe the wave of early retirements in the industry during COVID. Is that something you've observed?
Absolutely. Yeah, the pandemic really accelerated that trend. Companies offered really attractive early retirement packages. And a lot of these senior mechanics decided to take the leap. And now we're seeing that ripple effect. Longer wait times for repairs, increased costs across the board, and even potential safety concerns looming on the horizon. Imagine a critical piece of equipment is grounded for a month because there aren't enough qualified mechanics to fix it. It's a real concern.
And it's not just a handful of positions here and there.
No.
The article stated that a staggering 78% of MRO executives,
Right.
these are the folks responsible for keeping aircraft in tip-top shape,
Yeah.
are saying it's harder to hire qualified mechanics now than ever before.
Yeah.
What's driving that difficulty?
Well, I think it's a confluence of factors. The aging workforce, we talked about that. That's a major contributor. But on top of that, you've got the specialized skill set required for helicopter maintenance. This isn't your average wrench turning here. We're talking about professionals who work on very intricate systems, things like rotor track and balance, which ensures that those blades are spinning smoothly and safely. And these skills, they take dedicated training and experience.
That makes a lot of sense. I never even considered just how specialized that knowledge must be. In fact, the article even mentioned a challenge in finding enough helicopters for aspiring mechanics to train on. It's not like they can just pop down to the local flight school and borrow a chopper.
No, you've hit on a crucial bottleneck in the industry. Access to training resources, especially that hands-on experience with actual helicopters, is essential. You can learn the theory from textbooks, but without that practical application, those skills, they don't really translate to real-world scenarios. It's like trying to learn how to swim from a manual. Eventually, you've got to get in the water.
So how does someone even become a helicopter mechanic? It sounds like a pretty exclusive path.
Yeah, you might think so. But it's actually more attainable than you'd expect. The most common route involves earning what's called an airframe and power plant mechanic certificate.
Okay, break that down for me. What does that even mean?
So it's basically the gold standard for aircraft mechanics. It's basically your license to work on planes and helicopters. The FAA issues it, and it covers everything from engine repair to electrical systems, you name it.
So it's not just specific to helicopters.
Correct. Yeah, with this certificate, you could work on, anything from a tiny Cessna to a jumbo jet. Of course, the specialized training for helicopters would come later.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And the article mentioned that this doesn't always require a traditional 4-year degree, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you can find specialized trade schools and vocational programs that focus specifically on aviation maintenance. And this could be a great option for, someone who's interested in a hands-on technical field, but they don't want to rack up a huge amount of college debt.
Now, the industry wouldn't be going to all this trouble if they weren't trying to attract talent.
Sure.
What are they doing to make this career path more appealing?
Oh, they're pulling out all the stops.
Okay.
I mean, think sign-on bonuses that could make your head spin.
Okay.
Well. Tuition reimbursement programs to help ease that financial burden.
Right.
I've even heard of, you know, on-the-spot job offers at career fairs.
Wow, that's serious competition.
It is.
Sounds like they're rolling out the red carpet.
Yeah.
The article highlighted Bristow Group specifically.
Oh,
apparently,
yeah.
They're offering maintenance scholarships to create a pipeline of future mechanics.
That's great.
What are other companies doing to invest in training?
Well, I think smart companies, they're realizing that, you know, investing in training is investing in their future.
Right.
So we see a lot of partnerships
between
these aviation companies and technical schools.
Right.
Where they're actually tailoring the curriculum.
Oh, wow.
To meet the specific needs of the industries.
Well, instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, it's more like, here's exactly what you need to know to work on our helicopters.
Precisely. Yeah. Some companies even have, you know, their own in-house training academies.
Wow.
Where they're really nurturing talent from day one.
Right.
And I think they recognize the value of having mechanics who are trained specifically on their fleet.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a big push to get people trained like quickly and efficiently.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it can't be all about the perks and a quick training, can it?
Right.
What about the day-to-day reality of being a helicopter mechanic?
Well, let's be real. It's not always glamorous.
Right.
We're talking long hours.
Yeah.
Demanding work.
Yeah.
Often in challenging conditions.
Right.
And not to mention, you know, that weight of knowing that levs depend on your work.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
It is.
The article really stressed that improving quality of life and standard of living is crucial to attract more mechanics. So it's not just about the paycheck. What else needs to change?
You nailed it.
Okay.
It's about respect, recognition,
work-life
balance.
Okay.
And I think companies are starting to get it.
Okay.
You know, they're offering more flexible schedules,
right?
You know, creating more supportive work environments,
right?
You know, really trying to combat that stereotype of the burned out mechanic,
yeah.
Because a happy mechanic is a safe mechanic,
right? That makes sense,
right?
And speaking of, you know, finding fulfillment in your career, the article touched on the sense of purpose that often comes with this job.
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned everything from ensuring the safe transport of patients to, get this, fighting fires from helicopters.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a very unique satisfaction.
Okay.
That comes from knowing that your work has a tangible impact.
Right.
You know, whether it's getting a patient to the hospital.
Right.
Or helping to protect communities from wildfires.
Yeah.
You know, helicopter mechanics, they're quietly making a huge difference every day.
Yeah. So it's not just about, you know, nuts and bolts.
Right.
It's about, you know, using those skills to really contribute to something bigger than yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
And on top of that, imagine the places you could go.
Yeah. The travel opportunities are definitely a perk.
Wow.
You know, helicopter mechanics are needed worldwide.
Right.
From bustling cities to very remote corners of the globe.
Right.
It's definitely not your average desk job.
No, not at all. This has been an eye-opening dive into a field I honestly knew very little about.
Yeah.
Who knew there was so much to uncover about the world of helicopter mechanics?
And we've only just scratched the surface.
Right.
You know, as technology continues to evolve.
Right.
Who knows what the future holds?
Yeah.
You know, what new skills will tomorrow's helicopter mechanics need to master?
Yeah.
It's a fascinating question to ponder.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, we've given you plenty to chew on today.
Yeah.
If you're out there listening to this and any of this has piqued your interest.
Yeah.
Don't just let it fly by.
Right.
Do a little digging.
Yeah.
Check out some of the resources mentioned in the article.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? You might just find your calling.
You never know.
In the exciting and surprisingly vital world of helicopter mechanics.
Yeah. It's a fascinating field.
It really is. Yeah. You know, thinking about those far-flung locations, the article mentioned that some helicopter mechanics even find themselves working in, like, disaster relief efforts.
Right, right.
That must be incredibly rewarding.
Yeah.
But also incredibly intense.
Oh, absolutely. Talk about a high-pressure environment. Yeah. You know, in those situations, you're not just a mechanic.
Right.
You're part of a critical lifeline.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a special kind of person to stay calm and focused when lives are on the line like that.
Yeah, it really highlights the human impact of this job, doesn't it?
It does.
It's easy to get caught up in the technical aspects.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's about using those skills to make a real difference.
Yeah, precisely. And I think that, you know, that sense of purpose is something that's often overlooked in discussions about careers.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, yes, salary and benefits are important.
Of course. Yeah.
But finding work that aligns with your values can be incredibly motivating.
Yeah.
And knowing that your skills are directly contributing to something larger than yourself.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah. It really makes you think about the trade-offs people make in their careers.
Yeah.
Maybe a high-paying office job isn't for everyone.
Right.
Some people crave that hands-on impact.
Yeah.
And it sounds like becoming a helicopter mechanic can really offer that in spades.
It really can. And you know, it's not just about fixing machines.
Right.
You know, it's about being part of a team.
Yeah.
Solving complex problems.
Right.
And knowing that your work has a direct impact on people's lives.
Yeah.
It's a pretty compelling combination.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of blown away by all of this. It's like a whole hidden world I never knew existed.
It is. It's fascinating.
So to wrap things up here.
Yeah.
What's the biggest takeaway you hope our listener walks away with today?
Oh, that's a great question. I think that the main takeaway here is that the world needs skilled tradespeople.
Right.
And the role of a helicopter mechanic is more crucial.
Yeah.
And frankly, more fascinating than a lot of people realize. It's a career path with its challenges, for sure.
Right.
But it also offers, you know, really incredible rewards, both personal and professional.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
So if you're out there listening to this and any of this has piqued your interest, don't let it fly by.
Yeah.
Do a little digging, check out some of the resources mentioned in the article, and who knows, you might just find your calling in the exciting and surprisingly vital world of helicopter mechanics.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great career.
It really is. That's it for today's deep dive. Until next time, keep those rotors spinning.
Keep them turning.
Yeah, take care.
Yeah, you too.